In the bush.
Happy 40th anniversary to WLER, Butler, Cranberry. Here's to 40 more years of rock. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
It's time for The Grassroots Show. Here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Bob in Utah with you here tonight to talk about local music, play local music, and visit with a local musician or a local band here tonight. Welcome aboard for this show on August 11th. How you doing tonight, Utah?
Doing pretty good.
That's good. Yeah. Nothing about the Pirates this time?
Yeah, hey, I'm saving it.
Okay. We'll wait for the Man Can special segment, right? This segment brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. We appreciate their ongoing support of our local music show, and we appreciate their support of local musicians. If you have a band out there that needs recorded, the Meat Locker, the place to go. They've got the very latest updates, first-class sound. They'll make it right for you. And that way you get on the Grassroots Show here tonight.
Yes, and you may even get your song on Friday Night Rocks with the Battling Bucks or something like that.
See, well, there you go. You worked it in fine there. I like that. So, of course, Shady Lady got a lot of things going on with, I know you deal with some of the local motorcycle outlets and promote local music. And I was kind of shocked to see, is it Gatto that has their 55th anniversary coming up?
Yeah, they do. 55
wow.
years.
I yeah. didn't realize they'd been around that long.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And, yeah, they have been so welcome to the local music, and you know. And, of course, they own Three Rivers Harley-Davidson as well. So dealing with the same people there, but, you know, trusting me to take that over for them and letting me put these artists in that we know and work with. And the feedback has been, you know, fantastic. And, in fact, George Gatto even ended up buying himself a guitar and an amp and started taking lessons. And I don't know where he's at with it. Last I spoke to him, he was a little bit frustrated with it all. And I said, well, get on it, because when the Noble Hops play here, you're joining us for a song. So,
oh, that's good stuff. Yeah, kind of a Cindy Cooper story there, you know.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, yeah, it's fun stuff. I mean, there's they're doing an event at each location each month, mm-hmm. and yeah, this month here on the 17th, Justin Wade's going to be doing the 55th anniversary event down there. So,
cool. At Gatto. That's awesome. Of course, a lot going on as we progress through the month of August, and well, by the time we flip the calendar here, transition into Labor Day weekend, and Labor Day weekend's literally the first weekend of September this year. It's very early, and as a result, there's going to be something very special happening as you wind down August and open up your month of September. In fact, Labor Day crosses August into September. That's kind of unique to have that happen. You usually think of Labor Day, you think of September, but no, it's starting in the last week of August, and there's a very special event that has expanded in its own right. It's going to cross the calendar this year. Corbri Woodstock down in Gibsonia.
Yeah, they're doing two nights this year, and the first night, which will be Saturday, August 31st, is going to be an acoustic night. I think we're going to start that around 5 o'clock in the evening, and I think they have a half dozen acoustic artists billed for that. And then Sunday will be kind of the regular Corbri Woodstock that everybody's used to. I think there's just one ticket price. It's good for both days, sort of like what we do with the band jam. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's this fun event. I mean, it usually sells out, and you can only get tickets online, so I suggest you get moving on. It's always a beautiful day and great event.
Yeah, CorbriWoodstock.com, C-O-R-B-R-I, CorbriWoodstock.com, all one word. It's the Woodstock that will happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, since the other ones can't, the other one can't get their stuff together there. You got the Corbri here.
That's right. And it's at the great location, John Vento's backyard, basically. And it's a huge, huge area. Beautiful, too. It's an awesome setting. And he's got a beautiful stage there that I know the musicians really love because it's got a great sound. Of course, Lamette Productions adds to that sound. So, you know, and there's always lots of great things to do. And, you know, you can find something to eat there. They have beverages there. Or you can wheel your own in and kind of hang out. But it's a great afternoon. Well, it'll be a great evening on Saturday. And then I think what they started at like 2 o'clock Sunday. So usually they started a late morning, and I think it's a little bit later just because they have the acts on Saturday night too.
Yeah, it's cool. I think it was started up by John Vento and J-Mac, Jim McCullough, who just got drunk with at the Pirate game here last Tuesday. So see, I'll keep them buckle reference.
And Jimmy Mack and the Attack are playing Corbry Woodstock this year.
Yeah, he's got that new band that's out doing the blues thing. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. So yeah, and it's a nice mix of music too. You know, just like our band jam, if you were there, it's the same kind of feel. You know, there's all kinds of different everything across the board you're going to hear. So be sure to check it out. Again, that's Labor Day weekend, Corbry Woodstock. We are going to visit with our friend Cook from Dinner Bell Road. He's the lead vocalist, kind of rhythm guitarist in the band. They were an acoustic duo the last time we had them in the studio. They've now expanded into a four-piece act. They were just at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, made their second appearance there back in July, and they've got a brand new album. So we're going to visit with Cook about that and hear some of the new material. Those guys have really been getting a nice buzz, and even with the new material out online, I've been seeing that they've seen some reaction to that, which is really cool. So we'll find out a little bit about what they've got going on. But first, let's get to some music.
Well, yeah, here's a band that reached out to us. I mean, they kind of describe themselves in the same way that Dinner Bell Road does, kind of an honest and blue-collar style of music. They're from the Bucks County area, and they had their debut CD. They released it about a year ago called Tried and True. The band is called Springbrook, and this is a song called Let Out a Holler off of that.
All right, and we'll follow that up with another cut from the Amanda Noah James Graff album. Noah Graff, of course, those guys won our Grassy Award as voted on by you, the listeners, on The Rock Station 97.7 for their song Steady Love. And they were the second act of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year, following the Noble Hops Band. And we were proud to award them with the Grassy Award for 2019. So we've got another cut from their album. This is one we have not played yet. It's called Red Morning Sky, and this, just, again, shows you it's a great sample of the diversity of that album. If you have not picked that album up, you're really missing the boat on it, because it's very well done, very well produced, and it's just some interesting stuff, some fun stuff. It'll get you moving, but it'll slow you down, too. It's a great little ditty called Red Morning Sky here tonight on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7. Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back here on the Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, and this segment is brought to you by the Home of the Man Can. We're talking about the Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, where they have, you know, great food. They always have a great vibe, and they've got very special drinks where you can find them daily, Monday through Saturday.
And you can still catch them battling bucks.
You were just waiting to say that, weren't you? Where you might need that extra man can to get through the game.
Or two.
Or two. But we appreciate their sponsorship. They have been with us from day number one, 7 years now. they've been along for the ride. We appreciate it. And hope you'll stop by and thank them. Stop in for a man can. It's right down in Freeport, 2nd Street. Can't miss it. If you're coming off Route 356 down into Freeport, you see it the moment you start to make the turn. So, hey, we're excited tonight to have one of our special guests being somebody that was just at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival back in July. Cook is here from Dinner Bell Road. How are you tonight?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. Good to have you
back.
Thanks
for having me back.
Appreciate you being a part of Band Jam this year. I hope you had a good time. You guys put on a great set.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we definitely had a blast. We were so excited to get back out there, and, you know, the weather wasn't as hot this year as it was last year.
Goodness.
We knew how to do it. You know, last year it was our first year. We kind of didn't know what to expect, but we brought the tent, the beer coolers this year, and the grill, and we had a good old time out there.
That's great. That's great.
It was a blast.
We were blessed to get the weather squeezed in like we did, because it didn't look so good getting up to that, and obviously there were still ramifications from the water being out there.
Yeah, but that weekend after, with that heat index of 100,
yeah.
Ooh, we lucked out.
Absolutely.
I mean, that was even more than last year,
you know,
can you imagine? So, yeah, hey, it was a great weekend. It was great to have you guys there. Go give us a little background again, kind of take us back, especially any listeners out there listening that may not be familiar with your story with regard to Dinner Bell Road.
Yeah, Dinner Bell Road. We started out as an acoustic duo about going on a little over 4 years now. Myself and a guy named Bob Goodland. Give a shout out to him. He does Goodland Pools, and he has a Beer Nation beer distributor down there in Cabot.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy, as he's is known. We started doing it. We did it for a couple of years strong. You know, just doing acoustic shows, playing around Butler. We did that right up until we released our EP, mm-hmm. Which was, I think, March of last year. And then we put together our current lineup, including Bob at the time. And that's Donnie Bell. He's based out of Mount Lebanon. Sam Stuckey, who's here in Butler. And then our drummer, Satch. His name's James Satcharelli. We call him Satch, but he's out of Youngstown. And then, you know, when Bob opened the beer store and everything, he just kind of got a little busy and kind of backed away, and we get that. If you know him, you know he's a busy guy. But so we've got four guys now, and we just put out a pretty good record called Rust Belt Revival that we've gotten a lot of great feedback on. Starting to trend upward on Spotify and iTunes and things like that. And I think it came out number 35 on the Amazon new release country chart that weekend. So
nice.
That was pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
Unless you have some big label behind you, it's destined to go back down a few days later. But to have that many people interested, you know, when it first came out, and for it to shoot up like that was pretty cool to see. So,
yeah. Well, you got a great catchy name first and foremost.
Yeah.
I think that's going to get people's attention, and the title of the album. You know, that's pretty cool. And then when they listen to it, you know, obviously they were talking to friends and sharing it. If you were building some
momentum
like that.
Yeah, and that's really cool. Word of mouth is how we kind of, you know, have done our business. We have no clue how to market and advertise. If it's not on Facebook or Instagram, we don't know what to do with it, you know. We've had a couple people reach out and say, I can do this for you, but they want thousands of dollars, and it's just not in the budget right now, not when we have new guitars to buy and stuff like that. So,
sure, sure. And when you're building the process,
yeah,
obviously. Especially a bit of a transition. Did you feel the music has changed at all with Bob stepping away, or has it just been a progression forward?
No, I mean, the songs that we put on the last record were songs that that I've had in my back pocket for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they weren't something driven acoustically by what we were initially doing. And then once we found Donnie and got him in the mix, and he kind of took everything to another level with his guitar playing. And then obviously with Sam... Mm-hmm. You know, his bass playing is almost as good as Utah's. No, but Sam, if you know him, he's just a straight up musician. I mean, that's his life. So there's nothing I haven't seen him not be able to do with an instrument. And then Satch holding down the beat. You know, he's been around the music scene for a long time, and he just knows, you know, how this stuff should be put together. And once we got it rolling. You know, we rehearsed the songs, and we went down and recorded that album in one day and recorded it live. We didn't have any click track. We tried click track, and it's just, everybody was like, we can't do this. Let's just play the songs. So the recording guy, Matt Vary, down in Sharpsburg, he was like, hey, just play the songs like you would play them in your garage. And once we did that, we got some really good takes and got them mastered and put them out there. And I think it's a pretty cool record. I mean, it really is. Each song is rooted in some type of truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or some type of story. which I like to do, you know, with music, is kind of put a message out there. But, yeah, it ended up pretty good. I'm really proud of it.
Well, we heard that from the very first time. The first music I ever heard from you was Yellow Footprints.
Yellow Footprints, yeah.
And we're still, you know, featuring that on WBUT, our sister station, and have obviously played you guys on this show. But, you know, you want to talk about a storyteller.
Yeah.
I mean, that was amazing.
That's still our biggest streaming song on Spotify and iTunes. Seems like it, every couple months it finds a new audience and it'll shoot up and then calm down a little bit. But yeah, that to me, that's always going to be my favorite song personally.
Yeah, know? Yeah. Means a lot, no doubt.
Until you write the next one.
Yeah, it's all right.
You never know.
We've got some new ones that
still
are
still a lot
good.
Of journey left.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you always, I mean, you have, I mean, you know, when you talk about the names that we mentioned, you've written songs that do resonate, I think, with people because it's that blue collar attitude.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just a Western Pennsylvania feel, even though you're very connected to that.
Right. Absolutely. You know, growing up the son of a coal miner, I'm the first male born in my family that's not a coal miner.
Wow.
You know, so everybody that came over here since they got on a boat to come over here has been a coal miner. My brother, he's still a coal miner down in West Virginia. So that mentality, I think, it gives you a different perspective on life. And it's Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, that whole kind of tri-state thing. That's all people know. They know work hard, you know, hey, I'm going to get laid off. I got to take care of my family. I'm going to go out and do what I need to do. That's kind of the stuff that resonates with me because I live through it. And that's what I like to write about and sing about.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And you guys do it well. Fantastic. And
thank you.
You know, to go make the progression that you did from, was it an EP? I mean, it was
Yeah, we had four songs on that first EP that we did, and they were pretty cool songs.
Yeah.
I like. But they were, the new album is a little bit more bluesy, a little bit more rock, you know, than that EP. I would say the message is pretty similar to the lyrics. You know, the storytelling is pretty much the same.
Well, let's get into a little bit. We're going to do a song called What We Do out of the gate here tonight. Give us a little background on that song.
Yeah, What We Do is a fun song. And again, it just, you know, I think the first line in that song is Daddy raised up with the morning light, you know, to go to work, and talks about how Mom holds the family together while Dad's at work, and just talks about we're proud of what we do as a community. Butler, you know, any blue-collar community that you might live in, you know, you're proud of what you do. You're proud of where you come from. So that's kind of where the song stemmed from.
Let's give it a listen. It's What We Do. It's Dinner Bell Road tonight as we visit with Cook here on The Rock Station 97.7 and our Grassroots Show.
Well, Daddy raised up with the morning light. Yesterday's coal dust in his eye. Throw a sandwich in a sack, grab an extra can of chew, and head for the mines, cause work is what we do. Well, Mama always said, we got everything we need. Three squares and a roof over our head. Well, Daddy made the money, but Mama was the glue. She'd always smile and say, love is what we do. We don't sit and worry about the things that we don't need. Thankful for everything we have, our friends and family. We live, we laugh, we cry sometimes, and apply the golden rule. It's where I'm from, we're proud. Lessons in the stories that he told. Never cheat, don't steal, don't give the devil his due. And above all else, the right thing is what we do. We don't sit and worry about the things that we don't need. Thankful for everything we have, our friends and family. We live, we laugh, we cry sometimes, and apply the golden rule.
been watching you, wondering when you'd come around. They'll ask if you did the things you should before your time on Earth was through. You can say hell yeah.
plane and fly me to Tennessee. Nashville, Maine. Oh, Nashville, Maine. You know this ain't the way it's supposed to be.
Grassroots Show thanks the Rainbow Inn in Freeport for being our longest-running sponsor. They've been here from show number one. You should get out and support a local business that supports local musicians, and that's exactly what the Rainbow does. Stop by for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun, the Rainbow Inn, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. It's the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all Pittsburgh sporting events. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. They're home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Stop by and thank the Rainbow Inn for their sponsorship of local music via the Grassroots Show. Stop on in. Look for Utah. The Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7 in this next segment being brought to you by Bros's Superette, where you're going to find Butler's Best Hot Sausage, which tastes fantastic on the grill, smoked beef sticks, hot sticks, cheese sticks, fantastically made, a nice price too. A lot of times you can get into places where the hot sticks, man, you're sitting there looking, boy, I'd like to have a whole package of those, and you know, you end up buying one or two because it's so expensive. Not at Bros's Superette. They keep the price right. They got various cuts of steaks, deli meats, cheeses, homemade sides and salads, anything you need for dinner, lunch, a get-together. If you're going to a party and you're thinking, oh, man, I got to make something. No, let Bros's Superette take care of it. They have a whole display case that you can choose from. And they're high on the hill and right on the price, like I said, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Yep. Bros's Superette.
Grilling dinner while you're listening to the Bucks.
He's going to try to reconvert me again, isn't he? He knows I'm disenfranchised right now, you know. But by the way, Bros's Superette doing a very special thing too on the 24th of this month. Steve Angert putting together a little get together called Music for the Cure that's benefiting Ride for the Cure, the Riding for the Cure, and Bros's Superette are catering that. So there you go, very connected. And supporters of local music extraordinaire, Bros's Superette. We appreciate their visit. Cook from Dinner Bell Road is visiting with us, and we just heard Mr. Nashville Man. Tell us about that song.
Mr. Nashville Man's a song that I wrote kind of out of frustration at the country music, you know, industry right now. And I'm not the only one, but, you know, and no offense to WBUT and all that, you know, country radio stations play, you know, kind of, but you guys are different. You kind of play what you want.
Yeah.
But I can't turn on some of these, you know, bigger country stations. It's just the click track, the snapping, you know, the message that they're talking about. Every song talks about girls, guns, trucks, beer. You know, it's kind of really played out. And you see these guys becoming overnight successes, you know, based off of one song. You know, I won't mention any names, but, you know, there's a bunch of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, meanwhile, you got guys, you know, really working at it, making good music, and they're not able to get in, you know, into the mainstream. And some guys are breaking that rule, like Cody Jenks, Tyler Childers, guys like that. You know, I think country music fans are fed up and they're pushing back, and it's causing the rise of these, you know, it's kind of these underground guys coming up. But... yeah, we wrote this song kind of out of that, you know, Mr. Nashville Man, won't you listen to one of my songs? Because I don't know how many times I've sent songs off to these guys down in Nashville and, oh, it's really good, it's just not what's popular right now. And, okay, well, I get that. So, yeah, that's kind of where that song came from.
Yeah, let's do the consumer, too. There was a thing floating around the internet not too long ago where they took, like, five or six of the number one country hits and laid them on top of each other.
Yeah.
And
oh, I remember that.
Yeah, it was like there was Yeah. No difference that was funny. Between the songs.
It was like Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan.
I don't remember who all it was.
Yeah, I remember
it was a definitely a Luke Bryan inclusion.
Yeah.
Because I heard that myself.
Yeah.
Luke listens now. I'll be good.
Yeah. But it depends what studio they're recording in. It depends what producer. And if it's the hot commodity. I mean, it's always been that way. But it really is.
Right.
In country right now, it's really kind of blown up into that. And my goodness, if you hit 35, you're dead. Or you might as well be because you forgot how to write a song, apparently.
Absolutely.
And that's always been frustrating for me. You know, I mean, we play on WBUT, Tracy Lawrence right now, still play Toby Keith.
Yeah.
Toby Keith can't sniff the Billboard charts.
Yeah.
Toby Keith. I mean,
know.
Come on, you know. And it's just, it's frustrating to see that. And that happens in all walks of radio, unfortunately.
Mm, agreed.
Because it is cookie cutter because of the industry being bought up.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I appreciate the fact that you guys are writing songs out there and musicians like you guys are there to, you know, still create an attitude for people to go enjoy.
Yeah.
That's one of the beauties of the internet, though, is it has allowed musicians like yourself and that to at least have your own outlet.
Absolutely.
You know, without somebody controlling that. At least, you know, you said you released your new CD and it was like number 35. The internet, you know, open those doors for people to be able to hear that. So
that's a blessing and a curse.
Well,
you know, because then you get a lot of stuff out there that probably has no business being out there either, because anybody can do it.
Yeah.
But you know, I agree with Utah. It's so nice to be able to record your own music, put it on Spotify, put it on iTunes relatively easily too. And get people to hear it. And that's kind of my thing is make good music. I think eventually it'll find its way to an audience. So that's kind of our, you know, deal on it is we're just going to keep making what we think is good music, and hopefully people start to like it. And I think that's starting to happen a little bit for us.
A good song is a good song.
Yeah.
No matter the genre, a good song is a good song.
I agree.
Yeah, definitely. How has the writing experience, because obviously you said, you know, this has been a lot of material that you've had with you over the years, and now that you have expanded to a four-person group, how did that dynamic change as far as your songs coming out of your pocket as your own and into that, instead of that duo figure, you have four guys now that are sharing their thoughts in total?
From a lyric perspective, you know, we've never... I'll say butted heads or anything like that about lyrics. The guys are usually, when I bring lyrics to the table, they're always really, you know, pretty easygoing about the lyrics. Musically, I rely on those guys because I come with an acoustic guitar. You know, I'm a strummer. I'm not a lead guitarist. I'm not anything. I don't pretend to be. And then when Sam and Donnie lay those hooks into those songs and Sam's just doing those bass runs, and then Satch will feed off of that, and he'll see what Donnie's doing, what Sam's doing, and he'll change up his drum. And it's just amazing how when we're sitting in that garage and we're practicing, you know, how you take a song, you know, from something we started at 6 p.m., by the time we get to 8 p.m., we've got a killer song, and we're all sitting around like, holy crap, what did we just do?
That's awesome.
And, you know, we have a song like that that we've played live the past couple of months called Walk the Line. And it's about being on a bender and getting pulled over, you know, and trying to walk that straight line. And it's kind of a funny song, but that song hits really hard. And it just started out as like me tinkering around on the guitar one day. And then Donnie got a hold of it and he said, listen to this. and we started playing. And we'll put snippets of that on the internet sometimes when we're in the garage playing. And it's pretty cool to watch a song evolve like that. But, yeah, I couldn't do it without those guys. I mean, you can only do so much on your own. And you got to let other people take it and run with it.
Yeah,
that's kind of my philosophy on it.
Sure. Where can people find the album? Where can they find you guys online?
We have a website, dinnerbellroad.com. It usually has our show dates, some snippets of music on there. You know, once in a while we'll have videos on there, merchandise, things like that. But Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Amazon Music, places, you know, your normal digital streaming sites. We're on pretty much all of them. The only one I haven't been able to get us on is Pandora. They have some kind of separate process, and I don't know. I got tired of emailing with the guy, so we're not on Pandora. Maybe one day we will be, but we're not right now.
Are there certain places that you guys frequent as far as when you're playing out?
I mean, we've been playing a lot. Like last night, we were down at the Rivers Casino for a gig down there, which was pretty cool. We've got... Jurgles, We're opening for John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard, which will be pretty cool.
Yeah,
we've got that Outlaw Music Festival on the 23rd of August. So it, you know, where we used to acoustically, we'd be at the Hardwood, Mama Rose's, the Beacon. Now it's expanded. Might not see the same place again for six, eight months. You know,
it's not a bad thing.
No, not at all. Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, you're getting your music out there and expanding and the growth. I mean, it's cool to hear that, you know, from where we talked the last time you guys were in the studio to where you are now with it.
Yeah, definitely. And I just want to thank, you know, you guys, the radio station, obviously, 97.7 WBUT, for showcasing our music, and also all the local places here in Butler and Butler County that have let us come in and play for them. It's been an amazing experience, and every time I'm out playing live, there's new people coming up and saying, "Man, we really love you guys. We didn't even know about you guys, and you know, it's getting out and doing those live gigs really, really helps."
Yeah, put that music out in front of the people, and obviously the new material is resonating.
Yeah, and so, I hope it keeps doing so.
Yeah, that's very cool. And of course, we want to thank you. I'll speak on behalf of Utah for the very impressive shirt you wore to the show tonight. as we talk about the Pirates, he's got a Kent DeKalvy shirt on.
Yeah,
so
I had to dig that one out of the bottom drawer for you guys.
Well, we owe you a man can.
Thank you.
So, well, let's talk about a couple more songs. Up to No Good. I think that's one we've played quite a bit here, and that resonates with us, no doubt.
Yeah, Up to No Good is kind of a story. We all have a friend that's been to jail, right? Maybe more than once. You know, just that friend that always seemed to get into some kind of tomfoolery trouble, right?
Maybe even a radio co-host. <who knows? laughs> Suspensions.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I was literally just sitting around thinking about that guy one day, and I thought, man, that guy's just always up to no good. And I thought, oh, that's a pretty cool song title. And then I just sat down and started sketching it out, and it came out pretty cool. That's one of our heavier hitting songs. Bluesy, rock and roll, kind of all rolled up into one, but still kind of got that country twang to it because it's got that steel guitar in there. It's probably one of my favorites. Probably my second or third favorite song that we have, but I really like that one.
So does he know that he was the inspiration for
I never let that cat out of the bag, because then people just start talking. You never know where those stories are going to go.
Yeah.
A lot more songs.
Exactly. Could be. Absolutely.
Could be a song about the guy not knowing that he's up to no good. Cool. And then we're going to wrap things up with She Don't Like Me When It Rains, and there's been some buzz around that song for you guys.
Yeah, that's a good song. It's a slow song. Well, if you can call it slow. Donnie hits it pretty hard on his solos, but song about a girl that I knew many, many moons ago that just had an issue with thunderstorms. And I always thought it was weird, and just one of those deals where, hey, what's going on with you and rain and thunderstorms? I don't want to talk about it. So is it something about like a past boyfriend or something? She said, yeah, but I don't want to talk about it. All right. And that was probably 20 years ago. And that, you know, just kind of stuck in my head. And one day I thought about that and I just grab a pen, you know, come up with a little hook and, you know, a few lines. And like I said, Donnie and those guys took it and ran with it and got it to where it is on the album. I think it turned out pretty good, too.
I truly appreciate that, you know, to sit here and do this show with Utah and know what he's written, to have that ability. I marvel at that. You have a thought, you know, there's a thought comes to your head, something that was said, you know, a fly on the wall, whatever it could be.
Yeah.
And you guys create music out of that is fascinating, and appreciate that story.
Absolutely.
So, Dinner Bell Road, Cook, thanks for being with us here tonight.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, and get out and see him. Get out and grab. Do you actually have the physical discs that people can grab at your shows?
Not for the new one.
No,
not
just
yet.
Everything online.
Yeah, everything's online right now. I bought, I think, 1,000 copies of our EP, and I think I still have 800. So I've just been giving them away, you know, at our shows now.
Well, but we're fossils nowadays, people that collect CDs,
exactly.
It seems. I see that more and more because it's just easy to get it on your phone, your iPad, or wherever.
It's easier, much easier.
Yeah. So, well, hey, we wish you guys the best of luck. Congratulations to where you are right now, and I know we'll be hearing from you guys in the future, too.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it.
Up to No Good and She Don't Like Me When It Rains. It's tonight from Dinner Bell Road on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
sit here just counting the days away. They say that boy done lost his mind. They say I'll never find my way. I think I'm up to no good. Say I'm up to no good. Tomorrow I'm getting out of this prison. I haven't felt this good in years. They say that I won't walk a straight line. They don't know what it's like in here. Say I'm up to no good. Maybe this boy. I want so bad to prove them wrong. Let them see that I belong. Keep it together like I should. But they think I'm up to no good. Yeah, they think I'm up. Her anyway, she's holed up with my best friend, and there's gonna be hell to pay. So I'll be up to no good. Cause this boy is no good. Well, I want so bad to prove them wrong. Let them see that I belong. Be a good man like I should. But I can't. I just can't.
when a storm comes rolling past. Well, she don't wanna talk about it. She'd prefer I didn't ask. She'll watch raindrops hit the window, and I watch her heart turn black. Someone stole a piece of her. I don't think she'll get it back. She don't like me when it rains. Those tears beat down her smile. Only the sunshine can cure the pain. Just for a little while. So I pray for blue skies today. But she don't like me when it rains. I check the weather every morning see how her day's gonna be. I used to look forward to the spring. But now it takes a toll on me. So maybe we'll move to Arizona. Where the sun shines all the time. Create a new life in the sand. Leave these storm clouds behind. Well, she don't like me when it rains. Those tears beat down her smile. Only the sunshine cure the pain. Even just for a little while. So I pray for blue skies today. When it rains. She don't like me
when it rains.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
The Friday concerts at Michelle Creel Field at historic Pullman Park continue this Friday night. Donny Yozo followed by Dinner Bell Road. It all gets underway at 7 o'clock. On Saturday, August 17th, on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, head to Gatto Harley-Davidson for their 55th anniversary event and hear great music produced by Shady Lady from Justin Wade. It'll feature food, vendors, giveaways, and more. And then the following Saturday at Three Rivers Harley-Davidson, August 24th, it's the third annual Custom Motorcycle Show with also food, prizes, vendors, and live music from Shady Lady featuring Pixelated. On Wednesday, August 28th, it's Noble Hops live at the Harmony Inn, 7 o'clock showtime. Don't forget about Corbry Woodstock. Get your tickets. They're going quick. This will be a sellout show, and they're only available online at corbrywoodstock.com. That's Saturday, August 31st, and Sunday, September 1st. Corbry Woodstock in Gibsonia. Come get your free John Vento autographs.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We're back to wrap up our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Bob in Utah with you. I'm Bob Kupp from The Rock Station 97.7, Utah, from Shady Lady Productions. And we certainly appreciate you tuning into the show tonight. Don't forget, it is streamed at 977rocks.com, but it is also archived for future playback at 977rocks.com. You can play it back via the on-demand feature, and it is really exciting to hear from a lot of people that are doing that and taking that opportunity. If they miss the show, they don't want to miss the show. They get it back on the archives and on demand. And we've heard a lot of response to that. It's really cool to hear.
Yeah, and we actually have our own page also. If you go to 977rocks.com under Programs, Grassroots, and you can catch a few years' worth of shows right there. So
yeah. And, of course, the Facebook page, Grassroots page. You can follow along there, and we always keep you up to date on what's happening, and especially each show and all of the people who will be on the show. And we appreciate Cook from Dinner Bell Road visiting with us and sharing their music here tonight. They've got some great sounding stuff on that new album, and I encourage you to catch those guys and, hey, you know, give them a listen on Spotify. Helps their cause. So don't forget Corbry Woodstock coming up Labor Day weekend. It is another Rock Down Right Tour stop, and Saturday and Sunday they will be there. CorbryWoodstock.com is the site to check out. And keep your ears to the radio, because always something great local happening, live local original music. It's being celebrated quite a bit. Don't forget the Friday night concerts. They're still continuing down at Pullman Park. You've got a local brewery that always seems to have a local act or a musician in. Cummings Coffee. You might see Utah out there even strumming the acoustic guitar.
Oh, I just played there. And a big thanks to Cummings Coffee. And yeah, and speaking of the breweries, I got to pop into Recon here a couple weeks back and catch Samantha Sears. So that was good.
Yeah. And, of course, talk about Samantha. We include her on the concert calendar a lot because she does a lot of it at Clarion River Brewing. So if you want to make a tour around and check out some other facilities, why catch one when Samantha's opening, hosting an open mic?
Yeah, she plays a lot.
She really does. Don't be shocked when you go through the Pittsburgh International Airport on your way on a flight out of town. You're probably going to see her standing there jamming away. Pretty cool stuff. Well, high time that we bring the Noble Hops Band back in here. What do you think, Utah?
Yeah, what the heck? People have been telling me they're hearing this on the radio, so that's pretty cool. And yeah, this is our second song out of the Leaning Studio of Green here. It's based on a true story. And I mean, it's a true story. And features Chris Rudog Ruane on the drums. So it's a lot of fun. It's called the Amish Ninja.
All right, some Noble Hops for you tonight. We'll follow that up with a fun little ditty from 13 Saints that is from their To the Floor album, which they were in to talk about, and we played some cuts. And this is one we haven't played yet, but they did a little video for this, and it caught my attention. It was like, yeah, we gotta play that song. So this does come with the PG-13 plus warning.
So does the Amish Ninja.
Well, that's true. Yeah, yeah. This song might be tame compared to the Amish Ninja. Okay, it's 13 Saints and their song Antifreeze, and we'll be back with you next week to talk local music here on the Grassroots Show. Have a great night. We appreciate you tuning in here on the Rock Station 97.7.
This crap, it's like a drop to a bees. They're like antifreeze. They'll loosen up whenever it's tight.
The Rock Station Nation. Unites at 97.7 WLER FM Butler Cranberry. You
Station 97.7.
Rock Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
Well, horns and feet of fever on stomach cold. Stoke my fire, let your wild wind blow. Ooh.
Look for The Rock Station 97.7 out on the street. Make sure to stop by and say hi.
I have a bad feeling about this.
And wish WLER a happy 40th anniversary.
Give me something nice and shiny.
With The Rock Station 97.7.
Radio is America's number one mass reach medium. Yes, you heard that correctly. More people listen to the radio on an average weekly basis than watch TV or search the internet. And there's a reason why. We play your favorite songs. We have your favorite DJs. And we also cover local news, sports, and weather always live and always on time. So if 93% of Americans are listening to radio, wouldn't it make sense for your business to be there too? At the Butler Radio Network, you get what you won't get at other places. Better service that offers a tangible result on your investment. Local music, local news, local DJs, and local businesses make local radio. So while all the big market stations focus group their music and overanalyze the market, we're doing radio the way it was meant to be. The Butler Radio Network takes pride in what we do. We care about where we work, we care about who listens, and we care about our local businesses. To learn more, call 724-283-1500 or visit butlerradio.com and click on the advertising page. I'm Tyler Friel, and I love what we do.
Whoa, hey, that stuff coming. Whoa.
Get ready to rock.
Check. Rock.
If you like rock, we have you covered. The Rock Station 97.7.
We'll be right back.
change.